This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hey, look, oil dropped another dime today. West Texas Intermediate closed at $98.61 a barrel in New York, which will eventually show up in all kinds of other prices in this economy. That's the way oil works, right? It's in almost everything and is used to get almost everything where it needs to be. That said, anybody looking for long-term answers in short-term price relief might not be familiar with the way fossil fuels work. The Biden administration has reopened some federal land and offshore sites to oil and gas lease sales after putting a temporary pause on them earlier this year. That is being read by some as a sign that new fossil fuel production in this economy is viable, at least in the short term. But as Marketplace's Andy Eula reminds us, when it comes to pulling oil out the ground, getting a lease to drill is just the tip of the iceberg.
The federal government holds quarterly lease auctions that give energy companies the right to drill for oil and natural gas under public land. Now, less than 10% of the oil and gas production in the U.S. currently comes from that U.S. land, but Lucian Pularisi, president of the Energy Policy Research Foundation, says that's still nothing to scoff at.
Actually, if you eliminate all federal leasing, there are several studies out there that within 2030, you might be down 2 million barrels a day. That's not the end of the world, but that is about the net exports for North America are now.
The land that's currently being auctioned through tomorrow is about 130,000 acres, mostly in Wyoming. But Robert Johnston at Columbia University says there's more going on here beyond the oil and gas under the ground.
I think industry would probably argue that continuing with leasing kind of sends the positive signal. You know, the government supports leasing, and so to some degree that de-risks that type of investment.
Energy companies, the Exxons and Shells of the world, have had a hard time securing financing for big new fossil fuel projects lately. Investors are worried that long-term, fossil fuels don't have a future. Now, in the short term, many companies are still interested in securing leases. But Mark Finley at Rice University in Houston says obtaining a lease to drill is just the first part of a long process.
Companies stockpile leases that they then evaluate for their commercial prospects. Then they come up with a capital budget and plan their drilling and the logistics of getting the crews and the drills and all the equipment.
It's a process that in uncomplicated times takes many months, maybe many years. These are not uncomplicated times. The Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas published a survey recently noting that almost 95% of U.S. oil and gas drillers reported that supply chain issues are having negative impacts on their businesses. And until at least that gets resolved, any land that's been leased by energy companies is likely just going to sit there. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.